We begin our look at the day's other headlines with the latest NATO support for Ukraine. Leaders spent the third and final day of their summit in Washington discussing the state of the alliance and Ukraine's goal of becoming a member. The U.S. announced another $225 million aid package for Ukraine. President Biden reaffirmed America's commitment during a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
And you made it clear Russia will not prevail in Ukraine. Will not prevail in Ukraine. Ukraine will prevail. And I want you to know we're going to be with you every step of the way.
Zelensky welcomed the support, calling it strong news, but he added that Ukraine needs the U.S. to lift limits on firing its weapons deeper into Russia if it hopes to win the war. In the Middle East, Israel said its negotiating team is heading to Cairo for continued talks for a possible ceasefire deal with Hamas. That comes as Israel presses its offensive in northern Gaza. More displaced Palestinians fled Gaza City today to head south following the latest evacuation orders from Israel. Also today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told a military graduation ceremony that Hamas is to blame for any lack of progress in those ceasefire talks.
I am committed to the framework deal for freeing our hostages, but the Hamas murderers are sticking to demands that contradict the framework, that endanger Israel's security. The way to release our hostages is to continue pressuring Hamas with all our might.
At that same ceremony, Israel's defense minister called for a state inquiry to investigate Netanyahu and his entire cabinet, including himself, for security failures around the October 7th Hamas attacks. Yoav Gallant said that the probe, quote, must be objective. It needs to investigate all of us, those who make decisions and those who carry them out, the government, the military, and the security agencies. There is relief in France tonight after firefighters put out a blaze at the city of Rouen's medieval cathedral. Cell phone video captured smoke billowing from the spire around midday. Authorities have not provided a cause, but reported only minor damage after the fire was put out. The cathedral was a favorite subject of Impressionist Claude Monet and is considered one of the finest Gothic churches in France. The scene was eerily similar to the 2019 fire that devastated Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris. The landmark is set to reopen in December after a major restoration. The storm system that was Hurricane Beryl has now pushed into Canada, but not before dumping torrential rains on Vermont. At least one person has died, and more than 100 others had to be rescued after more than 6 inches of rain fell in some parts of the state. Roads became rivers as rushing water slammed into businesses and homes.
I don't even know where this, how much water came from where, because, I mean, it's just mud everywhere now, and I haven't been inside. I don't know what's going on. This is, in my impression, catastrophic. I've just never seen anything like this.
The images today echoed scenes from when the state was swamped by deadly downpours at exactly this time last year. In the meantime, in Texas, energy officials say that 500,000 customers still won't have power by next week. Beryl knocked out electricity to 2.7 million homes and businesses when it made landfall there as a Category 1 hurricane on Monday. Frustration has been growing over the pace of getting power restored. The U.S. House of Representatives rejected a Republican effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in inherent contempt for refusing to turn over recordings of President Biden's interview from his classified documents case. The lawmakers wanted to fine Garland $10,000 a day until he did so. Four Republicans joined all Democrats in rejecting the measure. It was the latest such effort by GOP members who voted last month to hold Garland in contempt of Congress. Even if the resolution had passed, it was unclear how it would have been enforced. U.S. consumer prices dipped last month for the first time in 4 years. The Consumer Price Index, measuring the costs of everyday staples like gas, groceries, and rent, fell by 0.1% from May to June. That's the first monthly decline since May of 2020. Prices are still, though, 3% higher than the same time last year. But the cooling prices are welcome news for Federal Reserve officials as they consider whether to cut interest rates. And on Wall Street today, stocks struggled following that inflation data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added about 30 points for a minimal gain. The Nasdaq dropped by more than 360 points after hitting records for seven straight sessions. The S&P 500 also fell back from a recent all-time high. And a passing of note. Actress Shelley Duvall died in her sleep at her Texas home, according to her longtime partner. Duvall was a protege of director Robert Altman, starring in seven of his films, including Nashville and Three Women. But many fans will remember Duvall for her role opposite Jack Nicholson in Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. In the 1980s, Duvall started producing children's television shows before leaving Hollywood in the 1990s for her home state of Texas. She lived the rest of her life mostly away from the public eye. Shelley Duvall was 75 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, Judy Woodruff examines the role religion plays in political polarization. And a first-of-its-kind fashion show highlights the work of indigenous designers.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.